William, it sounds like you're leading up when you talk about the possibility of the country splitting. I don't think we're talking about a geographical split here. Sounds like you're talking about the possibility of another civil war between the haves and the have-nots. Is that possible?
I think that it's going to be culturally driven as much as economically, and to the extent that the economics and the demographic changes accentuate that, that's going to be important too. You look at the electoral map of 2000, and we have not seen as much contiguity, as much tight geographical formation of political attitudes in any election dating back to 1860, which was the last time that we saw that so strongly. It was even more strongly then. And that's something to be concerned about. As the authority of federal institutions begins to grow again after having shrunk in recent decades, one must ask when there's a change of government, then all of a sudden this apparatus of security falls into different hands, and how will people feel about that?
Are you talking also about the possibility, William, of martial law?
This depends upon what happens. Now, well, martial law was imposed by Lincoln and in lesser ways in World War II, but that was deep into the crisis. We're not anywhere close to that right now, but if we have a series of events that keep pushing us towards more security, more order, less individualism, less liberty, less personal freedoms, then in time you could get there, and you could get there faster than you think based upon this cause-response cycle. If we have another 9-1-1 or something like it that affects cities in the heartland this time, how will people respond?
Or anywhere.
Yes, well, if we have suicide bombers suddenly appear in major malls, for example, on one day, some Al-Qaeda different event, what would we do as a society? How would we respond? And I think one way that we very easily might is to enlist younger people in a National Service Corps, something that would have been impossible 5 years ago. That people are talking about now, well, you have a couple more 9/11s and you're going to do that.
Do you think that governments are taking advantage of a very bad situation by chopping up rights and by doing some of the things that you've just talked about?
Well, I think the American people in a lot of ways want the government to do that.
Oh, you think so? I don't.
There is a sense that this year, for example, is a security mom voter. Whatever you do, keep my family and me safe. A lot of the Generation X voters feel that way.
But they can't. That's the problem. They can't keep us safe. I mean, if somebody wants to blow themselves up in a mall, nobody can stop that, William. Nobody.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there are things that our society could do that it isn't prepared to do yet. It could be more secure with its borders. It could inspect containerized shipping more than it does. There are things that we could do more of that we don't. And we have to get more scared before we do that. And this is the question of what will happen if we have another 9-1-1. September 11th affected Washington, D.C. and New York far more than it affected the western two-thirds of this country. And there is an attitude in these two cities that has yet to reach others so much. It's starting to seep into the culture in certain ways. But if we have a second and a third shoe drop, that could change.
I would agree that I was in St. Louis at the time, and what happened in New York and Washington, D.C., and the tragic crash in Pennsylvania, that for those people who suffered that or were close to it, the people in the Midwest and the West and the South, we really didn't feel what they went through, but it was still a smack in the gut to us. Because
it was more of a smack in the gut that people read about rather than experienced in their lives.
Sure.
And now, for example, in Washington, D.C., if you want to approach the Capitol, you have to go through a series of police checkpoints.
Look, that is what is so unbelievable about technology. If we didn't have the kind of radio and television we have today, in theory, the people in the Midwest and the West and the South, never even would have heard about what happened.
Yeah, well, they would have
heard
about it later and through a lot of rumors.
Yes, exactly.